This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Governor Christie is putting a positive spin on the bankruptcy filing by Atlantic City's newest casino and hotel. The New Jersey governor says the filing actually shows confidence in Revel because investors are exchanging debt for stock in the company. Joining us to discuss what the bankruptcy really means is David K. Johnston, columnist with the Columbia Journalism Review. Really? Bankruptcy is good news?
No, it's not at all good news. In fact, property values in Atlantic City have fallen tremendously. The Trump Plaza was recently sold for $20 million. There are motels on the Jersey Shore worth $10, $12 million. In today's dollars, it cost more than $400 million to build the Trump Plaza, so 95% of its value went away. We've already had two casinos disappear, the Sands washed away by the sands of time, and the Atlantis, like its mythic namesake, disappeared beneath another sea of red ink.
Well, Governor Christie put a lot of hope into Revel. It was the centerpiece, it is the centerpiece of his five-year plan to turn Atlantic City around. Does this bankruptcy filing dash these hopes, or is this a situation unique to Revel and the way it was managed?
Well, Revel is run by a very good operator, Kevin DeSantis, who started out as a state trooper and was one of the people investigating the casino licensees in 1978. It's a fabulous property, but it is vastly too expensive for the market, and it's not even fully built out. Governor Christie also has indicated that his administration is likely to support a casino in North Jersey in a couple of years. That's going to be even more devastating to Atlantic City, which now has to compete with gambling in Philadelphia, Delaware, Connecticut. It no longer has a monopoly, which is why they were able to build those fancy palaces by the sea.
Why is Christie so wedded to Atlantic City?
Well, I think politically he's got to support things that he says are there, at least verbally, because of his efforts to undermine Atlantic City elsewhere. But remember that a key element of Governor Christie's administration is massive gifts of taxpayer money to corporations. A number of New York employers have received deals to move jobs to New Jersey. In fact, many of these companies get to keep the state income taxes that are withheld from the workers' paychecks. Keep them for themselves, not turn them over to the state. Now, the workers are counted as having paid the taxes. This is a hidden subsidy to these companies. His administration has given companies taxpayer money to move offices just a few miles or factories from one location to another. And this is what I call corporate socialism, and Christie is one of the biggest practitioners of it in America, taking from the many and redistributing to those who own businesses.
New Jersey provided $261 million in tax incentives to Revel. Does the state lose that in this bankruptcy?
Oh, yeah, that's money that's down the drain. And the reason that the bondholders who had a mortgage on the property are accepting equity is because they don't have any other choice. What are they going to do? Foreclose on the property, then there won't be a casino license, and they'll get nothing. Better to take the risk they might make something in the future than take a total loss.
Christie, by the way, saying that the state does not lose that money. He says none of it has been paid out yet and will not until Revel becomes profitable. I'm wondering if that's truly part of the deal, that you don't get these tax incentives until you prove that your business turns a profit.
Many of the tax incentives that have been paid out are going to businesses that aren't profitable. In fact, Atlantic City has now imposed an additional tax on its citizens to subsidize the casinos. I think it's $100 million over the next 15 years. The casino industry in Atlantic City cannot operate without subsidies, and whether this particular subsidy ultimately gets paid out, the fortunes of that community have changed so fundamentally that instead of it throwing off money for the state, Atlantic City is going to become more and more of a welfare case as people gamble nearer to their homes.
David K. Johnston is a columnist with the Columbia Journalism Review. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.